Tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-minute stage dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds, hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-minute stage dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
All right, we're going to do our third set today, and we're going to do first some modern electronic production, which is Tiny Dancy by Garpo Pap. Let's see how this sounds. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and you just heard Tiny Dancy by Garpo Pap. So next up, we're going to do some IDM, experimental electronic music. We're going to do Blue Light by CT57.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Blue Light by CT57. Isn't it beautiful you just listened to? Well, this one is IDM, which is experimental electronic music, and it has a bit of ambience on the side too. Up next for our third set, for our third song, is going to be some internet music and vaporwave, which is from the song Solace by Jane Pacnia. Let's see how this sounds. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Solace by Jane Pacnia. So this third section that we focused on is on about computers and the internet creating a completely new musical space. So genres like IDM or intelligent dance music pushed electronic production into more experimental directions, as you heard with the song Blue Light by CT57, a Canadian artist. So, instead of focusing on only dance floors, artists began exploring unusual rhythms, complex textures, and abstract sound designs. And Vaporwave, which is from the third song, Solace, by Jane Pacnia, it focuses on technology changing music culture itself. And many artists use samples, slowed-down sounds, and digital aesthetics to create something connected to internet communities and the nostalgia itself. Now, these genres show that technology doesn't just change how the music is made, it also can be changed how music spreads and online communities allows these artists and listeners from around the world to discover and develop new styles together. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing. Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
All right, so next up we're going to have our last set of songs to show to you. First up is going to be a hyperpop music genre, which is by Ida Diana Maidstone with her song Cadillac. Let's see what this brings to us.
Thank you.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Cadillac by Ida Diana Maidstone. Up next, we're going to do listening to a field recording by Ed Herbers, which is with his song Gloam. And up next is going to be a really special one right after that. So let's get into it. This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and that was Gloam by Ed Herbers. So, what we have heard throughout this episode is how technology has changed the way artists create and experience music. So, from synthesizers to electronic instruments to sampling, digital production, internet genres, and experimental sound, technology has expanded music beyond its traditional ideas and what an instrument can be. And one of the most interesting things with listening with modern music, it's almost any sound can become part of a composition. a recording, a computer-generated texture, and even sounds from the environment, such as we heard right now, can be all musical material. So what we've listened to first was Ida Diane Maidstone's Cadillac, which uses hyperpop, and then we heard Ed Herber's Gloam, which is a field recording, and both of them follow under electronic music, but in different ways. To recap about what this show is about, my show is about showing the different genres of music together and combining them to make something completely new. It's about the hybridization of music genres, and it's to get people to understand more about what different cultures are about, the different sounds, how we can do all this together and not be limited to just one category. And my goal for this is to let people know that genres are always going to change, it's always going to connect with others, and it's always going to connect with different cultures as well. It's not going to be stuck in one culture, and there's always going to be influences and roots of the music culture. And it all come together, and this is my goal for this show right here. But before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
This is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to the episode Beyond the Instrument, How Technology Changed the Way We Make Music. This is George Bastian, and we have one more song left for you to listen to. And this is My Own, which is from the EP Aphotic Depths, which is a mixture of ambience, electronic music, and field recordings. And what we have is samples from the water, some synthesizers, as well as some MIDI instruments from Logic Pro. This is George Bastian again, and you're going to listen to my song Twilight Zone. And this is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Have a great day. Thank you.